This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
It's Lisa Sky. Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Hi there.
Yes, give me the validation.
It's good having the applause button. You can feel very good about yourself.
I'm just ever so jet lagged. I got here today.
So for the fringe starting at the 15th, no? So you're just nice and early.
I'm starting my show on the 14th.
Oh.
I don't know if I've been hoodwinked and I'm going to perform in a garage, but hey, let's give it a go either way, eh?
Fantastic. Now, Lisa Sky, tell us about, you've got a Safety House Guide Possible campaign. Tell me about that.
Oh my God, look, it's so exciting. Let's not talk about the possible. That's boring. We need people. We've already made 15 grand across like 300 people. But
wow.
What the Safety House Guide is that it's a guide to empower audiences to make the right decisions about what shows they want to see. So we have one of our favourite like flagship features is an audience participation meter, because some people love audience participation and some people hate it.
I'm
so weird. I love fully immersive theatre, but I hate even the teeniest bit of audience participation. What about you, Jack? How do you land?
Yeah, I'm not. I just want to be there and watch the show. Don't talk to me. Just do a joke, just do a bit, and I will smile and I will respond accordingly.
I don't mind them talking to me, but just don't make me get up on stage. Yeah, don't make me get up on the stage. I'm happy happy to be engaged with from my seat, from the comfort of my seat, but don't make me get up there.
Jack would know this. As a performer, it's so hard to kind of then be the quote-unquote straight man.
Yeah.
If another performer brings you up on stage, you're like, oh, what does regular person do?
Exactly. It's like, you know, it's, what do you do? And do you say you're a comedian? Like, I perform my act. But, I know that Annie's run out of the studio doing producer stuff, but she loves her participation in her show. I'm like, Annie, you're scaring me. I don't want to come. But, no, it's all very lighthearted. It is very nice and sweet and it's not mean or anything.
I've seen her show. It's so lovely. Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I mean, then even if you see a show, my go-to is Clara Cupcake. Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Entirely audience participation.
Yes.
But you're going to be safe in her hands. So as long as you know that that's coming, you know, sometimes you might feel really vulnerable and think, you know what, I'm not going to see that today. I'll see it on the weekend when I'm a bit stronger.
Had some bad news. I've had a shit time. Just not
exactly,
for today.
Exactly, yeah. So we've got that. We've got extra access information that the other festivals don't go into. And also we very closely monitor who is in a Safety House Guide to make sure that no one is, you know, bigoted, ableist, transphobic, any of that gross stuff, because I am so sick of it.
So just trying to, everyone feel safe. Just go, come here and you'll have a kind of guaranteed good time.
And is this just for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, or do you do it for all acts all the time?
No. Well, we started with the Comedy Festival last year and it was hugely successful. That's another good thing. It's free for artists to be in it and it's also free for punters to pick up. So we're at Adelaide Fringe this year and the Comedy Festival again, but that's why we need money, because last year I self-funded it and no brag, I got so stressed that I developed asthma for the first time in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's a big job.
A cheeky little bit of stress asthma, no big deal.
Oh gosh, full body rash, so, been there.
Yeah. So we need money. We've got a week left for the crowdfunding campaign and the money goes directly to printing and distributing the guide. We also have some really cool stuff in the works because, for example, sign interpreters are really, really hard to fund if you're a small show because, you know, they run for about in Melbourne, about $260. In Adelaide, I've been quoted $350.
Oh.
And I'm in a 30-seater. I can't afford that. But I'm gonna do it anyway. But we're gonna do, if we reach our stretch goal, grant. So anyone performing in like a, I don't know, under 70 seater, we'll be able to give them, like basically shout them an Auslan interpreter.
That's amazing, because that is such a skill, and that is so helpful for all those, deaf people that want to get a piece of the action.
Yeah, well, live performance should be for everyone. That's the whole ethos of the guide. So, whether you're sick of hearing jokes that punch down, or you just want to, like maybe you're in recovery from, I don't know, like you're an alcoholic and you just don't want to hear about alcohol today, then we've got content notes that are a little bit more detailed. So, yeah. The funniest thing was that we had a few like straight white boys last year telling us that comedy should be edgy. And I was like, mate, I do jokes about K-holes and urethral sounding. How edgy do you want it?
Mm.
So it's definitely not about censoring. It's about empowering and informing.
Very
there you
helpful.
Go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about it. Anyway, yes.
Bit of edgy.
So how do people find out more about Safety Health House Guide?
Yes. So you can look at safetyhouseguide.org, or you can go to Possible. We're usually on the front page because we're making so much money. Having said that, we need so much more money and we get nothing. Possible is amazing, and it's an all or nothing kind of funding dealio. So if we don't reach our target, all that $15,000 that we've already painstakingly collected across 300 people, that all gets taken away. We're also still looking for advertisers. So any businesses congruent with our ethos, hit us up. We're looking for people to talk to.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Lisa Sky. Folks, you've heard it there. There's the call.
Yep.
See if you can get behind this fabulous initiative.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.